You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
January 12th, 2024. It's the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn, joined by Flobo and Issa. And tonight, we're here to talk about SmackDown. First and foremost, going to be looking for news and updates, hoping that Austin Theory and Carmelo Hayes are okay after the ref stoppage on that match tonight. That was a brutal collision of heads hitting the mat.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was kind of part of the show, but there was a quick end, no contest, and hope the best for them. As I'm looking at Twitter or X right now, no real definitive answer, but yeah, hoping everyone's okay.
No, absolutely. Before we go into SmackDown, what else is going on in the news? What's happening in the world of wrestling?
Well, let me tell you, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers, I'm actually serious, Sheamus, maybe on a path to being back after being sidelined with an injury way back in August. In fact, it's been so long that Brawling Brutes seems to be filling out the seams. It looks like Sheamus would be on path to be back around the Royal Rumble. Why not? 30 men, 30 women, perfect time to get yourself back in the mix. Also seen as a long shot to go to WrestleMania, it is something that has eluded him because he always wanted to be IC champion and other Rumble women could put me close to that pantheon. But what do you guys think about Sheamus coming back into the fold on Friday nights?
Issa?
I missed him. I don't know why you had to say that. I'm actually being serious. I love Sheamus. Mm-hmm. I think he's so underrated, not talked about enough. One of my favorites. Probably up there in the big meaty men slapping meat department for me.
Oh yeah.
I love Sheamus. I've actually have missed him. I was actually thinking the other day about just those banger matches that he gave us at Triple Threat with Drew and Gunther at WrestleMania, the Clash at the Castle, incredible matchup with Gunther. There's so much that you can still do with Sheamus, which is crazy because there's a part of you that feels like he's done it all. And there's a part that you remember. No, he actually hasn't. There's still a lot of stories that you can tell. And I'm looking forward to his return. But like you said, Flobo, I will save it for the Rumble, for the pop. You know, I feel every return, every debut, anything that you have going on right now, just hold your horses for 2 weeks and let us get some really good surprise returns at the Rumble.
Yeah.
That man needs to be IC champion. I love Gunther too, man. But like with his spinal stenosis, we don't know how much time Sheamus has. Just give him the belt. Just one night, man, please.
And surprise people. Come back like with a tan or something.
Oh, Sheamus with a tan would be surreal.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be surreal. It's like one of those like One Piece characters, you know, the seaside tan.
No, it's gonna look like an MJF tan. We don't want that.
No, I love Sheamus. It'll be good to see him back. Hope he's
just Southern Long Island. Yeah.
What else is going on in the news?
Well, how about this, man? Bo Dallas, aka Uncle Howdy, has been in talks with WWE for have more Bray Wyatt content. We all know that Bray Wyatt had an untragic end here about almost a couple months ago, and WWE has been doing right by them by forwarding those merchandise sales to JoJo Offerman, his fiance, wife, I believe, and her family, and also signing Bray Wyatt to a Legends contract. But this may be the next step of Bray Wyatt's legacy, so we may see some video content revolving the Eater of Worlds. What do you guys think about this one?
I'm super excited for it as well. I've been watching what he's been posting on his YouTube channel, which, you know, my YouTube algorithm is crazy because I fall down a lot of different rabbit holes. So for that one to find its way into my recommended a couple of weeks ago without me going out to look for it, I actually really enjoyed it. I am excited for hopefully anything that he can do. I don't know how you carry this legacy without taking over, but there's gotta be a way to like pay the respect without it feeling like you're trying to replace Bray, because Bray's just completely unreplaceable. It's just never gonna happen. But I do think there's a way that creatively, with a good team behind him, and we still have the people that Bray had there to help him with his creative as well, give that to Bo and figure out a way to make this a continuation and not necessarily a here's this, so be happy. You know what I mean? There's gotta be a tasteful way to do it.
It should be something original in the spirit that honors it and carries on the legacy. And of course, Bo being Uncle Howdy, I think there's some opportunity there. And I think as long as it's done respectfully and tastefully, that it'll be well received by the fans. I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, Bray. I mean, that it's still crazy to think that Bray Wyatt's no longer with us.
Oh, absolutely. And then Bray Wyatt passed away at the age of 36, which is, I know the prime demographic of wrestling fans are younger than that, but that's still incredibly young. I mean, being a dad, having a family, and passing before the age of 40. But to your point, and I wonder, what is the balance between honoring somebody, giving them a tip to the cap versus cash grabs, right? The closest thing I think about, and I know I don't want to compare these things to, is like the Owen Hart tournament, the cup over an AEW. It's like, on one hand, that's great, but I can see some from the outside going, why are we having this tournament with commercial advertising, all that stuff to support Owen Hart? So it's kind of it's a thin line to walk there, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and let's not forget, Bo Dallas had a long run in WWE NXT before that. You know, it's not like they're just bringing in someone with no attachment. It's actually, quite funny to think about that he was doing the Uncle Howdy character and in that capacity working with WWE, given everything that he'd done previously, you know, supporting his brother, given on screen that they never really played that up before.
Do you think if they figure out a way to unveil him as Uncle Howdy, he can continue on with that? You know what I mean? Like, in that kind of realm with the Uncle Howdy story that Bray never got to like tell, but in a different perspective.
Personally, I think it can work, but you have to basically start over, which sucks because all that time has passed and it's kind of wasted because Uncle Howdy was a supporting character. It can be done, but the thing I have about spooky gimmicks, I think the tours are end, right? We are kind of bored of Darby Allin, House of Black is whatever, Karrion Kross, we'll get to that later. Right. So it has to be something fresh, but it's definitely possible.
I mean, the Paul Bearer angle that they did with the urn after his passing, the ashes, I mean, that was probably as far as you can push something like that. Although with Bray, I mean, it is, if Bray were still with us, I think they would have no problem doing something. And I think we advocated for this on this podcast. We talked about like the spirit of the Fiend can inhabit different people. You could do things with that, but it's so tough to do that tastefully though, without it seeming like they're just exploiting the memory.
Yeah. I mean, he was alive when LAX and Bliss got taken with the Spirit of the Fiend. We all complained about that. No offense to anyone.
It was the black, like the black liquid, I think, that everyone was just like, that was a very weird spot. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I think anything that helps, you know, the people he left behind, his family, I think is ultimately a good thing.
True.
Yeah. Anything else in the news?
In the news today, those are the things that we have slotted in there. We're still trying to figure out what's going on with Carmelo and Austin Theory. Yeah. Hopefully, if you get an update, we'll get back to that. But it has been under the bright lights of Lincoln, Nebraska. It's SmackDown. Let's go, baby.
And tonight, man, Cameron Grimes. Who? Once again.
Who? I was so happy. I was so happy that this happened, Glenn. I'm sorry.
No, what?
I'm not sorry. I was so happy.
What? Wait a minute. Why?
Because nobody wanted to see that match.
I did. They announced Cameron Grimes versus Grayson Waller, and I'm like, this is the Grimes comeback to the moon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like, we want to come back with Cameron Grimes, don't we?
Don't we me. We.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. Don't
no, but you look, I'm just going to say this. You are in a bad slot in WWE, and this, like, not great for Grayson Waller either when you're booked in a match that doesn't get to happen. You know, when you're booked in a match that's there to be interrupted or ambushed. Like, that is not a good place on the card to be.
I'm trying to think the last person that solo Sokoa besides John Cena was like, what, Adonis? Ashanti the Adonis. And last week, he disappeared again. He came back last week to disappear again. I don't know. Look, when it comes to people like Cameron Grimes, it's very apparent that he's struggling. But at least I want him to fail while giving 100%. You don't even get the guy a chance to fail. It's kind of like, why even bring him out there? That couldn't have been anyone else.
Yeah. Man. So, okay. So Cameron Grimes.
All right. He's a dang.
And Grayson got attacked by Solo and Jimmy Uso, who then hijacked the segment with Paul Heyman to complain about Nick Aldis and the Royal Rumble, Roman facing three opponents.
I love Nick Aldis. He's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I don't, and I voiced my opinion about this last week, so I'm glad that Paul Heyman came out there and spoke some truth to the injustice that's happening with Nick Aldis as the new GM. He needs to put on his gear and get some.
Okay, wait a second. What do you think, okay, in your mind, what is a just valid main event for Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble?
There's nobody at his level, so we should just give him the night off.
That is the worst idea I've ever.
So in your what?
Oh, don't work so hard, Roman.
In your heart and in your mind, Issa, Roman Reigns should show up once a year on SmackDown just to wave to the people, come out like a beauty queen with the parade wave.
Well, he can show up like 5 times a year. Well, let me see, like
take the night off. Royal Rumble, take the night off.
Once every 8 weeks. He's given the opportunity for people to step up, and they're getting in. What's Cameron Grimes doing with that?
Cameron Grimes tried to step up
while Roman Reigns is gone. No. Serious though. I just like upsetting people. I think the Fatal Four, I did tell you guys last week, I do think the Fatal Four way is going to be amazing. I love that three way that we got last week, and I think they're going to kill it, but we all know who's going to win. They're going to get smashed.
The real question I have is 7 days of you blocking Nick Aldis, though. Has that changed? Have you unblocked him?
No. I hate someone getting unblocked.
Wow. Well,
and Paul Heyman tonight, though. Paul Heyman saying Roman's going to lose that title in the Fatal 4-Way because, like, they're going to collude.
Which means he's winning. Come on, Glenn. It's opposite day.
Paul Heyman carries this relationship much more than Roman does. With the
Excuse me, how do you know how much Roman has to carry? This man is calling him at random times of the day and the night, freaking out with things that have nothing to do with Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has to deal with these phone calls.
He just sends us a voicemail. He's like, this could have been a text.
Yeah, but then he keeps texting and then he keeps blocking. Roman gets a new phone and somehow Paul Heyman gets it. I know how this goes.
No matter how many times the numbers change, East has a direct line to the tribal chief.
But this was a good segment, and except the main event tonight, where it was going to be the Bloodline versus AJ, Randy, and LA Knight. But Roman's not there, so they had to find a third. We'll talk about what happened.
And then LA Knight randomly started bleeding backstage for no reason.
come on. One guy just spontaneously busts open.
Stigmata.
One time.
No, Stigmata.
No. Nada. LA Knight alone.
They're like, LA Knight, you're in the main event. Boom.
That's cold. That's cold, fam.
Los Lotharios.
Hey.
Where did the Lobos tattoos go? What happened to the tattoos?
I know.
Were they stickers?
Los Lobos Locos. Where's the...
Stickers. They never said freaking it was tattoos.
Stickers. They had stickers on. How old are we? 12? Well, listen. What happened to those Lobos tattoos?
I like them.
And that is not hashtag not my legado.
No, legado real. It's legit.
No,
I like it.
No. Glenn, what do you think? Legado? Is this your legado?
No.
Oh, come on! Are you kidding me? Wait.
These are Los Lobos Locos.
Listen. I was there for...
Read the chat, bro. Los Lobos Locos.
No. I was there for the original Legado de Fantasma, and I get it. I think Santos Escobar is amazing. I love how he is into tradition or whatever. But Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo look legit. They are bigger. They are stronger. They have the legacy tangent with their family. Santos said it on commentary. Legado de Fantasma has been losing. They've been taking most of the pins. Why not ship them off to Carlito Land for
First
a
of
bit?
All, how
I'm on board.
On anything Santos said when he had four different prints going on up here. It was too distracting for anybody to pay attention to anything he was saying. You do not put that many prints on Santos Escobar.
I mean, it was better than what Aldis has on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't pay attention to King Aldis. Unless he gets in the ring and gets speared and Superman punch, I have nothing of interest when it comes to Nick Aldis.
Wow. I like Legado Dos. Maybe I'm the only That's person on the planet.
Legado. Don't call them Legados.
Legados is that's what they are.
No, I'm call them something else. Call them something right else. Now. Call them Los Lobos Locos.
No, they're not
Legados.
They're not
Legados.
They're
wolves.
They're not wolves.
They are wolves. The next time there's a full moon during SmackDown, just you wait.
Yo, I'm ready.
Ah, humbug. Both of you. I like this segment. I like the group. I like some of these guys.
You would.
I would, yes.
So what did you think of the match? Zelina coming out, being out there, Carlito coming out, and Los Lobos Locos getting the win.
First of all, it's Legado.
Who got the win, Glenn?
Los Lobos Locos.
And second of all, here's the problem we were having with Legado, right? With Legado Classico. I don't know what they call them now. They went to NXT. They're in the tag team Dusty Classic for that reason. They get that rehab because on Friday nights, they can't get the win. You want to support this team? You want to say they're legit? They can't buy a dub. And Zelina going out there only reminds me she hasn't won a match in months either.
I didn't say that was my LWO either, but I'm saying those two are not my Legado, okay? This is all like somebody went shopping at the TikTok shop, and that's what they got, some dropship themes.
Wow.
Sent to them. Okay?
Not even Wish, bro.
Damn. I was very happy to see Carlito come
not
out.
Not even Timu. Wow.
Yo.
TikTok shop. Savage.
No, we'll get to Timu later because there was an imitation that was even more disrespectful than what we saw here. However, I was happy to see Selena out there. I just feel bad. She comes out there fronting with her LWO to Santos, and then they lose. But I was also happy to see Carlito. He's still going after Santos. I'm a big Carlito fan. I thought that was weird how they took that match off Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. So run it, because we never got it.
Well, since I'm the only person on the planet who actually likes this, I also say this. When Legado Original were feuding with Hit Row, remember that group? I like the fact that Santos was like, look, I do this for the heritage of Lucha. And because you guys are telling me, not you guys, but wrestling's telling me Dragon Lee is the future of Lucha. I like the fact Santos is like, I'm connected to these two guys.
Ain't nobody talking about Dragon Lee. Please don't make this worse.
It is pretty bad. But I like the fact that Santos is like, look, I like Hector Garza. I know Angel Garza. And they're not Dragon Lee. So come on. Give him a chance.
Give who a chance?
Santos Escobar, Angel Garza.
I will give Santos a chance by himself, the way that he should be. Not with the wolves.
Legado. Okay.
That's not my Legado. They need to come out to some Menudo song.
Menudo. Like Pretty Deadly, but for the Spanish market.
Yeah, just come out to Fuego or, you know. I mean, there's a lot of good Menudo jams.
Súbete a mi lobo, a new version.
We haven't talked about Menudo enough on this podcast recently.
I know it's just like really bad, and then he says Dragon Lee. Like if we weren't going downhill enough,
isn't Dragon Lee an LWO? What's the point?
No, he's not.
He is. He's an LWO. No.
Uh-huh. Excuse me. Listen, I was there tattoo night. I know the people that were present that night.
And you're Dragon Lee.
Dragon Lee lost this week, and Dragon Lee gets L, and so does LWO. So he's part of LWO.
No, he's not. Damn. He's part of, I don't know, NXT.
Anyhow.
It's a birthday week. I can't argue.
Yeah, I can't argue. It's birthday week. Happy birthday week, Issa. Anywho.
Thank you.
Nick Aldis is backstage with Carmella.
Why?
because I think Carmella was, bringing him up though, which it seemed like they were doing, but he's in the dusty with Trick. He's still got a story with Trick. I don't know. Like, this is a very weird time with NXT and call-ups, but it was nice maybe to see Carmella.
Maybe he's trying
to save
money. Maybe he's trying to buy a house or something, you know? Maybe he's trying to make more money, so he's everywhere.
I thought like he's there for asking for an advance or something.
I'm with you, Glenn.
Oh my god, that would be a great gimmick.
Ask him. No, that was the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show. I want to buy a boat for 6 weeks. Oh my god. It is weird with Carmelo because on Friday nights he feels like him from this year.
Yeah.
Whereas on NXT he's like, come on, Trick, please be my friend still. Let's get some more matches.
He's gaslighting on
it's
NXT.
It's weird. It's a weird vibe. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, if I'm watching SmackDown, let's say I'm an NXT fan, and my friend only watched SmackDown, we saw Carmelo, I don't feel comfortable being like, let's see him on Tuesday, because he's a different character on Tuesdays. But I like this one. Why not put him in the Rumble?
Yeah, it's a different reality. Yeah. It's like DC movies versus TV.
Yeah. Come on, Trick, be my friend in this dusty classic. Please.
And that set up the match with him and Austin Theory, which we'll talk about. Paul Heyman ran into the LWO backstage and gave Carlito an apple as a bribe.
Yeah. Beautiful, clean apple.
To try and get him in the main event. It's cute.
It was cute. But Carlito said, no, I want Santos Escobar. He says it so intense. The way he says Santos Escobar pops me every single time, and I don't know why. Santos Escobar. He's good.
It was good. I like Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman does very good comedy work. He's always very amusing. But we went from that then to a video from Logan Paul saying he's been in contact with his lawyer because of Kevin Owens using his cast to give him a black eye. This was really fun. Logan Paul is very good at these style promos.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't. He didn't come to Nebraska. Where were they? Okay, yeah, Nebraska. He couldn't come to Nebraska, and he's gonna sue over the black eye. That is such a Logan Paul thing. I think his lawyers are a little tied up with the crypto zoo stuff, but they'll free up eventually.
We'll see. This is good. Kevin Owens rebuttal also good. It's fun. Yeah. KO show next week with Logan Paul.
I'm so excited for it to come back.
Yes, it's been a while.
Talk shows in wrestling. We never have enough.
Never enough. After that, Butch and Tyler Bate were having coffee.
What was this?
The tease for Pete Dunne coming back.
Yeah!
Tyler Bate said, you're going to make your name, but what name will it be? And then fade to black.
Yeah. No, Isa, no? No?
You want to see Pete Dunne back?
Yeah.
This is Brawl and Brutes are over.
The lamest way to present him.
Brawl and Brutes are over.
He should have came in, messed somebody up. I don't know, one of the levels. He should have came in, messed up one of the levels, and then like...
One of the Lobos.
Looked at the camera and said...
He said one of the Lobos. That is so disrespectful.
And then looked at the camera and said, Butch is done.
Yeah, that would have been so much more badass than this like Starbucks meeting. Like, not even me and my girlfriend.
Wait, how it wasn't like, the Starbucks. Oh, there was no windows.
What are you gonna do? Oh, come on! It was one of the Starbucks in the subway. You never been to one? There is a few Starbucks in the subway that have no windows. I know what I'm talking about. Man.
Wait, Flobo, how is the Lobo disrespectful? You know, Shakira is a she wolf. Okay. So I mean, how is being a wolf like a bad thing?
No.
Yeah,
The fact that their name is not that, and y'all are like, oh, those Lobos locals.
Because NXT spent a month rebranding them with this nightmare werewolf.
They were seeing their CGI grandpa in the room at
wolf,
night.
The wolf scratch.
I saw the wolf scratch. They never called themselves Los Lobos Locos.
They did. Like do you not know about subliminal messaging?
Yeah.
Subliminal messaging.
It was inferred.
Right there. It was
screamed at you. It was not inferred. That is...
The chat said, Bobo, I don't know what you're watching, but even in the chat was saying those Lobos Locos. But you know what? You're absolutely right, Bobo. I'm going to give you some credit here. They're not Lobos. They're Huskies, bro. They don't even make it to freaking Lobos. You understand?
I got it better.
Go ahead.
Now we're going to call them Los Flobos Locos. Los Flobos. They're yours, Flobo.
I just feel like in a promotion with Dragon Lee and the skyscraping Shane.
Why do you keep bringing up Dragon Lee?
Because these guys are actually good.
He's not like, seeing his dead grandpa for a month. Did Dragon Lee see his dead grandpa for a month? Did he get caught? Did he wake up in the middle of the night and stand by the door dramatically, shirtless, and open it? And Dragon Lee was not standing on the other side. No, it was Humberto saying, a mí también me pasó. I saw it.
Right. That is backstory. You can't tell me last week you guys loved the whole Karrion Kross thing, and we'll get to that in a minute, and say, oh, that's cool and innovative. Oh, and getting I'm not saying, this.
That's my point. It's backstory. So I called them Los Lobos Locos, and you're out here like, they're no lobos.
But they bro, never
they
said
freaking wolf for a month. They are wolves.
And we can't just call them Los Lobos because there's a band with that name. They did the version of La Bamba from the movie.
Yeah,
I swear. I'm living in a Mandela effect. This is like Earth 2. What is going on?
Were you not there for the novelas?
Abuelo. I guess, abuelo. Primo.
Abuelo.
Primo. Abuelo.
Tengo que ser orgulloso, abuelo. En el dentro del cuadrilátero.
Como se dice, yo come renuncio. On,
bro. Santos Escobar. I saw everything. I know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, I like
there is
Pete
no
Dunne.
Other pro wrestling podcast that brings you this kind of coverage. Just reading the chat is fact.
The novellas, yeah.
Los Huskies.
I mean, come on. We were talking about
something. I said something about somebody messing. Oh yeah, Butch should have shown up, mess up Los Lobos, and be like, "I'm Pete Dunne, bitch." Boom. That would have been like, "Damn, he's back." But this, like, we're having coffee and tea. I don't even, my girlfriends and I don't even meet like that to discuss our next steps. It was lame.
Okay, how did girlfriends meet?
I'd rather see the grandpa show up and be like, step up.
Wait, who's and grandpa? Like, wait, Tyler Bates' grandpa?
Los Lobos' grandpa. Because
why would they show up to Pete Dunne?
He's an employee now because they're dropping that backstory.
So and he could be like, Los Sueños de mi Fantasmas.
No me gusta el Butch.
Me amo es Pete Dunne.
This is off the rails. I can't believe it.
Dude, 1 week they should do an entire episode of SmackDown like a Spanish telenovela. That would be amazing.
Did you, Glenn, get to see the SNL skit that Bad Bunny did? That it was an entire telenovela?
No, I did not.
I'm going to send you the link. Okay. It was incredible stuff. You would like it. Flobo probably won't because he don't like the grandpas. But Glenn would like this.
I like grandpas. Why are you lying about me?
I don't know what's happening tonight, but I'm having a blast.
Flobo needs a hug.
You know, the thing about professional.
I'll give you pretty deadly fingers.
The thing about NXT is you have to fill in the story gaps yourself. Like, we all know Robert Stone, after Von Wagner came over to his house, went and got a paternity test.
Yeah.
And that's why they haven't been on TV, because, mm-hmm. you know, he's got some stuff to resolve.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, and NXT's respecting the reconfiguring of the Robert Stone family and whose kids those are.
Full family.
Yeah.
And during their time apart, his wife is learning how to make spaghetti because those spaghetti were the nastiest looking spaghetti I've ever
seen. They were pretty bad spaghettis.
Oh God, I would have just slapped her.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So, let's talk about Bayley with Damage Control versus Bianca Belair. This, look, I know.
Someone tonight, love this.
No.
Wait, really? This would,
no!
This would have been the main event.
I thought it was good.
This was a really good match. I know the main event tonight was like this greatest hits crowds pleaser, but Bianca versus Bayley, that was a main event match thing.
That is not my problem with the match.
Okay, what was your problem? Hit me.
Well, two. One, I knew going into it last week there was no way Bayley was going to win this match because Bayley has lost every match for the past 3 months. And two, at 8:40 p.m. Eastern, are you kidding me?
Not even the changeover. It was on the hour changeover. I looked at the clock.
The third segment was, yeah, sure. Yeah. Look, I like Bayley. Bayley's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, and that's male or female, but mm-hmm. She has just been taking too many L's, and now the Damage Control story is being reignited. And Bianca, I just don't know what to make of this. I really don't, man. Like, don't give me something that I know is going to happen and make it 20 minutes long. Cut to the chase.
I liked when she tied Bianca's braid to the rope. That was cool. There were good spots in this match. This was a good match. I enjoyed it.
It was a good match, but we all know what was going to happen going in. In fact, in my notes, I put down Bianca before the match even started. That shouldn't happen.
It was very predictable. And yeah. The fact that we didn't get a story with, I mean, we did, but it's very slow advancement with Damage Control, like not helping her, you know, when the whole thing happened. But I like the match. I felt like the match itself, if we remove Damage Control and the fact that because we've seen it so many times, to me, it felt like they were wrestling in a way that was like, you shouldn't be tired of this. I don't get tired of seeing Bayley or Bianca on my screen, so I don't know who has an issue with that. But I personally wanted the story to advance a little bit more than them just like, oh, no, we're not going to help you, and that's it. I know they're teasing it, but it feels like we've been teasing it. We teased the tension, then we went back to normal with Damage Control. Then we teased tension, then we go back to normal. So it's like, what are you doing here, and why is Bianca just in the middle of all of this if you're not going to do anything with her winning matches? I will say, though, Bianca's gear is one of my favorite. And one more thing, Glenn, before you go, Flobo, I pop. It makes me so happy when people say blank female wrestler is my favorite wrestler. You know what I mean? Like, instead of saying it's my favorite female wrestler, no, they're all wrestlers. You should mm-hmm. be able to rank top five and put a woman in there and not, you
absolutely
know, be. So I love the fact that Issa Bayley is one of your favorite wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because that's the way that they should be ranked at this point.
Yeah, she's absolutely incredible. And look, the Rumble's going to happen soon. I think we're getting Bayley and EO at Mania.
We should. And hopefully Bayley wins it. But I guess what I'm saying is, I understand when it first started, Bayley taking the L's because of Damage Control. But you add Asuka into the group, you're stronger. But what's going to happen now in January to WrestleMania to make that match something that can go either way? Because if you're going by win-loss records, Bayley has proven to me she hasn't won anything in so long. It's kind of disappointing. You know, I want it to be a mega match, but it doesn't feel that way.
Well, and same thing for like the tag division, you know, for the Kabuki Warriors. Like, they're going to have to, I think they're going to attack next week when Alba and Nyla have that match against Kaden and Katana. Like, because I think they got to heat that up going in if they're going to win those tag titles. And that's, it would be great if everybody has the gold except for Dakota, And Bailey, that's a really good storyline.
Where does Bailey go though if she leaves damage? I'm not sure. I want to see her as a face again right now. I enjoy
I'll get the
her
Bailey buddies heel. Back.
No, please. The old entrance music and the side pony. That's why she's growing her hair.
Yeah. What
she
if
can
she
get
does
the
it?
Side ponytail again?
Wow.
What if she does it, but like sarcastically?
That would be actually incredible.
Yeah.
What if the hugging?
What if the little people are not smiling? They're just like a frown face on them.
Yeah, they could have fun with this.
what was that for?
I was with a frowny.
Do they keep her heel? I mean, like, we're only a year or two away before like Izzy gets a Performance Center contract, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you say he's inside the Performance Center, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that Izzy is a face and Bailey is a heel. That's a pretty good match. Like, that's got to happen. That's gonna be some of that long term WWE NXT storytelling. You know, got to happen.
Yeah.
CJ Hennessy, $4.99 super chat saying face turn Bailey for finally getting her WrestleMania moment. It's really been brewing since 2014.
Sure. She deserves it.
Bailey won as a face at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando.
What was
maybe
the match?
She retained, but it was a multi-women match. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was Sasha, it was Bailey, but Bailey did get a big WrestleMania win as a singles and face. So maybe a heel Bailey gets her WrestleMania.
Oh. I like that. Sure.
Yeah.
Ding dong. Hello.
We'll see.
I forget how she carried the pandemic. I mean, yeah, I talked about Cameron Graham's LA Knight, but ding dong. Hello, Bailey was like top notch.
Everything. Her and Sasha did
that
so much.
First episode when it was her and Sasha out there with no crowd, she saved that. She is the reason people kept tuning in after that first awkward 15 minutes. Like, she was great.
Oh, no, CJ, you can count on that because Glenn can't even remember to respond to my text message or what I texted him about 5 minutes ago.
You did. WrestleMania 33, Bailey beats Charlotte, Nia Jax, and Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's Championship.
I'm actually the horrible one at replying back. I don't know why I put that.
Yeah, But I am like lately, I'm mixing up words. I meant to say sausage tonight and I said spinach. And like I keep sometimes messed up like mushrooms and mayonnaise. Like I get things confused sometimes. Yeah, so I'm gonna be 48 soon and it's all downhill from here.
That mayonnaise pizza gonna slap.
Yeah. Anyhow, so Damage Control's backstage segment though, they just gotta keep this cooking long enough to get past the Rumble.
It's
and
been
then,
cooking.
I know, but
it's not gonna, looking like turn up Robert Stone's wife's spaghetti at this point. That's how long it's been cooking.
It's gonna hit a boil after the Rumble.
Ew. It should already boil and been drained and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, after we boil it and drain it, the important thing is you have to rinse it with cold water to stop it from cooking.
Right.
Or there you have to get gummy, sticky spaghetti.
Oh.
Well,
and you want to rinse some of the starch off.
Cold water.
Dude,
for so long that it went back to its normal form.
Yo, Glenn dropping science, bro.
You don't know. Like, if you don't put cold water in your spaghetti. You know who doesn't put cold water on her pasta?
No, if you say a Lobo, I swear to God. If you
no,
say a Lobo
Robert,
Husky.
Robert Stone's wife.
Yeah.
You're like, how husky is that? Those
huskies.
Because you know when you go back for seconds and it's just like all the pasta's clumped together?
Yeah.
You know, that's why you got to rinse it off more. You know?
Yeah. I'm taking notes, man. Thanks.
Yeah. So Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits were out there.
Yeah, they were. I love the fits.
So
he
good.
Like, he screamed business, but we're going to take this outside. I liked it more than the suits.
Paul Hellering came out and just pointed up at the Titantron.
Yeah.
To a video from Karrion and Scarlett talking about
AOP.
You
can't make eye contact with him. I heard you get like hypnotized. And
yeah.
And you're going like a cult. So do not make eye contact with him.
Or you
him.
Stop smoking. Because he can hypnotize you.
Well, the one good thing I liked about this is that it looks like the group is going to be called Final Testament.
The one good thing.
There's the Old Testament, the New Testament, now the Final Testament.
I guess that's cool. But
I guess the Bible,
the whole
man.
Train
kids
wreck.
Love the Bible.
The whole thing's a train wreck. And if you allow me to rant just a little bit, what the hell are we doing? Bobby Lashley is somebody that should be a singles competitor. You put them with the Street Profits, a group that was fine by themselves, and now they're a group with no cause. So they're walking around SmackDown, not knowing what to do, and now they feud with Karrion Kross, a failed project who's tried 2 years to get over and couldn't do it. And now he's with AOP, a group nobody asked for, and Paul Ellering, who's actually pretty dope, in a video package that makes no sense. Who are you rooting for? Who's the good guys? Who's the bad guys? Why is Karrion Kross attacking these black men? Can someone let me know what's going on? What is going on?
The video seemed random, like one of those Gathering of the Juggalos announcements, where it was like, yo, we got the two most dangerous men, Akam and Razor, and then someone really depraved in Paul Ellering, and then Karrion Kross, and then a set from Carrot Top. You know? Yeah, it was very...
Yeah, and then they used footage from like 5 years ago, too. Yeah. I was like, is this a throwback Thursday that I missed out on, or what?
I'm confused, man.
It's random. Mm-hmm. They're creepy. I mean, they're supposed to be dark, and ooh, they're the Final Testament.
Can't wait for R-Truth to join them, too.
No, R-Truth. It is, but yeah, it is sort of, I mean, I guess that's the problem, right? I mean, like, where sometimes random factions and gatherings work out. I mean, Judgment Day didn't seem fully cohesive from the get-go.
Fair.
You know? So maybe this will work, yeah. You know?
Maybe. But I don't think, if you want this, it depends. If you want Karrion Kross and AOP to work, I don't think feuding with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, which is no. We don't know why, is going to be the reason. That's why it's kind of like, who am I rooting for here?
And also, why didn't R-Truth show up tonight to try and get in the main event?
He should have. What was the question, Issa?
Sorry.
Who would you put them against? Like, to both of you? Like, if you, because I agree with you. I don't think this is the right feud to like introduce them and establish them. So, but I don't know who I would put them against either.
I hate to say this because he's on his own track, but if you have this group destroy LA Knight and say we're going to take you out because you're flashy and we do this, that would make sense.
That
would
be me. Great.
I like that though.
It's a good idea. Randomly starts bleeding. they show. Listen, Paul Ellering points at the title and they said LA Knight, and they go back to him.
Suplexes.
Paul Ellering can explode heads with his mind. So, yeah.
100%, don't make eye contact.
Yeah, it's true. It's like Medusa. So pretty deadly was backstage approaching Paul Heyman.
I love this so much. Mm-hmm. But you know how I am with Pretty Deadly. They're my fave. But this was actually fun. It was cute.
Yes, boy. Yeah.
And then Lashley and the Prophets ran into Heyman, tried to get Lashley, but Lashley only wants Roman.
Don't we all?
Then Carmelo Hayes versus Carmelo and Austin, which this was a really,
sorry about that.
Carmelo and Austin, this was a really good matchup until the injury happened. But yeah, just really, I thought Carmelo, his entrance was good. This was his best main roster showing thus far. It's unfortunate the match ended the way it did, but I thought he had his confidence, his swagger. Like this was really good until the unfortunate spot happened.
100% true. I like Carmelo. I think if handled correctly, he'll have a good career. I just hope that he gets that chance.
Yeah.
When you look at the replay, to me, it seemed like Austin Theory got the worst of that. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, that's what I thought too.
Don't look good though. I wouldn't want.
It didn't look good on either end, right? It didn't look like the move went as planned. Clearly,
yeah.
But the replay like really hit me when I saw like his whole head like twisted in a way he probably should not twisted. I just hope that everybody is okay and it's nothing serious. But it's crazy. Like these accidents happen all the time. These people are putting literally their bodies on the line just to entertain us, and. Yeah, like I said, I hope everybody's okay. But it looked rough.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was a banger, too. Like, they were killing it. As soon as they announced it, I was like, get your popcorn, because I had a feeling it was going to be good. And, you know, Austin Theory probably wants Melo to have that one match, right? Because, in my opinion, the first match, we talked about it. It was okay, but it was just okay.
Yeah,
right? His first match on SmackDown. Second match, I enjoyed, but you gave Kevin Owens the win. I feel like this might have been an opportunity to really present us Carmelo Hayes, and unfortunately, it didn't go as planned. Hope everybody's okay.
Yep.
Yeah. We went from that to then Randy Orton making his way down to the ring. And this was going to be a 3-on-2 match for the main event. And Jimmy and Solo attacked Randy to even the odds.
He didn't even try to use his legs.
his secret power, the legs.
Yeah.
All bears have been tamed.
he that was the biggest heel move. Like, can they just like wait like until he does the pose before they take him out? That would have been great.
The disrespect.
Yeah.
But at that point, I was like, I feel so stupid trying to figure out who the third person was going to be. Like, why didn't we just automatically know that we're going to take somebody out? Like, it made so much sense.
I was on board to see if they're going to add to the bloodline, because I think they're kind of running low on
players. Right,
so
right.
I totally fell for it, yeah.
Someone see if they still got Sami Zayn's number? Like,
Sami Zayn, oopsie.
Yeah.
He gave a story. Like, it's a good show when you have a story from the beginning of the show and it carries all the way to the end. But at that moment, I was like, yeah, why didn't we see this coming? You know what I mean? Like, we should have known this is where it was going to end up.
I mean, this wasn't really...
Why would you take out LA Knight?
He didn't come out first.
Because Randy didn't want to work the whole match.
He came out backstage.
This didn't feel like a real match. This was all over the place. Very flashy. Okay. Very, like, let's just get our shit in. Crowd was going crazy for it
between
though.
AJ Styles and LA Knight.
It got along enough.
AJ Styles don't want on LA Knight. He don't want to work with him. And then what happened, Glenn?
Randy Orton came out, and then they all ganged up on them, and they power bombed Solo.
He didn't do the pose too. Like, I don't understand why didn't everybody stop wrestling so that he could do the pose.
Hmm. We got some RKOs.
Like a Power Rangers episode?
Yes.
but we got some RKOs.
Everybody.
Yeah, he's unfazed by super kicks. You know that? He's like,
I said that. I literally said, why did he completely no-sell that super kick? Like,
it's a fake Jordan.
If you would have kicked him in the legs, I would believe it.
Right. So they beat the Bloodline, and the Bloodline started attacking them after the match, and then it just all went to, you know. Devolved, but then Paul Heyman called.
We got the Temu, like Temu, whatever the hell that cheap ass website that people shop from. The Temu freaking chill powerbomb from LA Knight. The disrespect.
You call it a Temu powerbomb, ma'am?
Yeah, yeah. Ma'am. Yeah, they're not the shield. They will never be the shield.
Really? Wow.
Yes, really. If it wasn't LA Knight, if it would have just been AJ and Randy, I would have bought it a little bit, but not with LA Knight there.
Why are you such an LA Knight hater?
Because he lost.
Everyone lost. That's what makes it an alliance. Everyone came across the
channel. He lost to Roman. He shouldn't be here.
So did Randy Orton. So did, that's why they're together. So they all lost together.
That we're talking about years ago. This dude just lost like 2 months.
Yeah. If Issa's the GM, you lose to Roman, you're off TV for 3 months.
That is not how that works. There'd be
no
one else.
No, you're not off TV for 3 months. I will have him...
washing Roman's car.
Randomly bleeding backstage when Paul Ellering shows up. He could wrestle Cameron Grimes. So you guys want to see Cameron
I'm
Grimes?
Sorry.
Then put him against Cameron Grimes. So you guys get your Cameron Grimes.
That
There's
is awful.
Plenty of things for him to do. Who did you say? You say somebody should come in and take him out. Who like the judgment testament, whatever they're called. They can freaking work with him. There's plenty for him to do.
Mind you, Roman Reigns has the next pay-per-view off because he's just Roman Reigns.
He's not going to Australia because that's too much jet lag on my tribal chief. Thank you.
Yeah, if they lose, LA Knight and Randy could team up against Los Lobos Olcos.
Do not, Lobos.
They're crazy wolves.
Quit.
I feel like our podcast was so much more entertaining than the show today. Yeah.
Dude, they're not Lobos.
They were scratched by wolves and they became wolves.
Yeah.
There were tattoos, images. I don't know what they are.
I don't know, but I want to know what they used to get rid of the scar.
Yeah.
Like, they could, like, imagine that could be a gimmick, though. Like, they could start, like, a side business selling this lotion that they use.
Selling lotion.
Bro, they will go viral on TikTok. They just got to go live and, like, rub the lotion on their little wolf bodies.
Mederma's real, man. That stuff works.
The Legato disrespect. The real Legato disrespect.
Imagine them on TikTok live.
TikTok. And you too could be the main event.
And then you put a bunch of huskies and wolves in the background because I'm going to tell you something. If I'm scrolling through TikTok and there's a live with dogs, I'm stopping and I'm joining. So if they have their Lobos in the background, listen, Los Lobos lotion? No!
You guys are awful. I'm going to be the only person proved right a year from now.
You can't. Okay, you can't give us like a month of that buildup on NXT and be like, nope, psych, they're not werewolves. That's like, That's like Tony D'Angelo is a legitimate businessman.
Look, you can't do that. They were a bunch. They were out there Lothario wing, and they go, look, we're gonna be serious and honor our family. They hook them up with Santos, who's all about family and legacy of Lucha Libre.
Why did they have the werewolf crashes after the dream?
Yeah, that, where's the grandpa?
That was not grandpa's still there. He's still in the spirits or whatever. Because he mentioned, because Santos on commentary was like, I know Hector Garza. I get that. Okay, the tattoo stuff is weird.
Okay,
I get that.
I know a Hector Garza. So did Idris and Oface. That's actually a pretty basic name around here. Like, I actually know a Hector Garza.
Yeah, Hector Garza down there in Bayamon.
There's 100 of them.
That's what we're talking about. Okay, again, Idris and Oface did the V tattoo. The wolf tattoo was dumb. I get that. But the whole legacy thing of Legado still works with these guys. Keep it your heads.
Now they're werewolves.
Yeah, definitely werewolf.
Yeah, so much such a better gimmick. Next time, LWO is going to bring some silver bullets. Take them out.
Bam.
PG, dog.
Mm.
PG.
Only way to stop them. No, I think this was an okay show.
Oh my God, listen, what if we have some CGI wolves show up, like the Twilight ones, and they communicate, but then you hear the... And yo, I'm freaking Humberto voices, but it's like the wolves that we're seeing.
Yeah.
Like the video package that we got for the final day, whatever. Like, imagine that, but with like these wolves talking to each other through telepathy. Like, listen, Twilight was big back in the day.
Getting buried by CGI. Wow.
I think WWE's got the money, you know?
They do, sadly.
They could get some mocap going on. It'll be good. It'll be good stuff. This is an okay episode. Royal Rumble's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, God.
That's true.
I need to start getting ready then.
Are you participating in the Rumble?
I'm going to the Rumble. I got a lot of work to do out there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, congratulations.
So when you interview them... Like, you need to talk
to
them
about...
That's
what I mean, like, by getting ready. Like,
I was like, are you going to fight the Rumble?
No, she's going to interview...
Number 30.
At media day.
I'm going to interview Los Lobos.
Yes, at the media day, first thing, and be like, yo, so when there's a full moon, do you have to, like, not wrestle? Because that's an unfair advantage?
La Casa del Fantasma.
You know?
Don't give me ideas.
And by the way, Flobo, Legado del Fantasma, the legend of the ghost.
Wolves.
So we got ghosts, we got wolves.
Yeah, ghosts make sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Ghosts make sense, but wolves.
They never really. Like,
why are you going to say ghosts make sense, but wolf don't?
Because what that was Santos's name.
Did a wolf bite you when you were a child? Were you raised by wolves and now you hate them?
No, not many wolves in Brooklyn. But look, I'm saying Santos was
Bobby, there was a vampire in Brooklyn. They made a movie about it.
Yeah, there was one vampire, but he was in a werewolf. It was Eddie Murphy. It was not a werewolf.
Wow. Underrated film, but I think Issa and Media Day, this is what you have to get to the bottom of.
Oh, 1000%, I will investigate.
Yeah,
if I get them on Media Day, I'm asking about the tattoo.
Yeah, it could be so good.
Ghosts make sense, but wolves don't. Come on,
because it's Santos' name for what he's always been, Fantasma, right?
Yeah, but these guys are Lobos.
They never said they were wolves.
You get scratched and bit by a werewolf, you become a werewolf.
They never were bit by werewolves.
Have you not seen the Michael Jackson music video for Thriller?
Yeah.
Oh no, that was
Eddie. Funny.
But anyway,
dances with werewolves. And he's
also
not
a werewolf in Thriller.
Yeah,
that was
a werewolf
beginning.
Zombie.
Yeah, it was
maybe
good.
Okay, so the
werewolf zombies.
The grandpa was a zombie, and then they're the werewolf. So it's like the Thriller video.
Oh my God. I don't know what to do.
Vince McMahon is saying they said they were werewolves. I seem to, yeah. I think that happened.
They're wolves, pal. Lordy.
Anyhow, so Roman not announced for Elimination Chamber in Australia. Rock versus Roman, WrestleMania.
It's first of all. Yeah. Second of all, that's got a lot of jet lag. For him to go there for like a day, no, we're not going to do that.
It's gonna be Mania. Cody could finish the story at Survivor Series.
Bummer.
What story? The only people talking about Cody's story is the fans. Cody's not even talking about the story. Cody is out there doing Cody things.
Roman's gonna surpass Hogan's record.
Cody things.
Because he's doesn't talk about the story. Like, the fans are like, he's gonna finish the story. I'm like, what story? Cody doesn't even, he's like, never even mentioned Roman by name.
Shout
like,
Cody
people thing. Are just fantasy booking themselves into like this. I don't well, know what they're doing.
No, so no, good. No. The Triple H press conference after Mania when he said, well, people talk
after
about
Mania. Finish.
The story, and this was the finishing the chapter, and now we're into a new chapter in the story.
Yeah, even little... he said it.
The new chapter doesn't include Cody.
Correct. You move on from like a new character. That's how it works.
Well, Cody thinks.
Yes. Okay.
Cody
well,
thinks like finding Shinsuke and Brock and being with Jey Uso for a week.
So, that's our podcast for tonight.
We should have get Flobo to howl a little. You know, like
I quit. I learned this in Spanish. Yo renuncio. But I'm DNA. Going to Elimination Chamber, so hopefully I get a match of some kind of caliber.
Wait, you're going to Australia? That's amazing.
Oh yeah, it's Elimination Chamber. Maybe you gotta go. I thought this was gonna be a Rock Roman match, but apparently it's not gonna happen.
TNA Hard to Kills this weekend. TNA's back.
Are you going, Glenn?
No. Like okay, 1 in 20 people have COVID right now. I'm not going to a live event.
What are you talking about? In Vegas? Yeah.
No, in the country.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah, it's surging right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no. But maybe I'll watch Hard to Kill this weekend. The Steven Seagal movie. And then I'll watch the TNA pay-per-view Hard to Kill.
I figured you would watch Steven Seagal first.
Yeah, it'd be a good time. I'm all caught up on Reacher, so I gotta
Franchise. Oh, how's that?
Okay. Reacher, if you like watching someone who solves all his problems with violence, Reacher is the show for you.
With or without Tom Cruise?
No, the TV show where the dude's huge. The guy, I mean, it's like, remember how weird John Cena looked in 12 rounds where you're like, this doesn't look like an actual human interacting with other humans? Right. Like,
that's Reacher, how he looks all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Reacher's got that. He's got like big guy. Oh. And there's no problem that he can't solve with his fists.
I was talking about the humans interacting with other humans, not the way that he looked.
But no, I recommend Reacher on Prime Video. Anyhow, thanks, everyone. We'll catch you back here. Tune in for Monday for Raw. Issa and I'll be back Tuesday for NXT. What is JC Jane's plan to save Chase U? We'll find out all that and more Tuesday night on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Have a great weekend, everyone. Flobo's at Flobo Boys. Issa's at NYC Demon Diva. That's Steve with the one. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll get you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.